I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We start today with some good news about the situation in Libya. An international airlift has managed to relieve the refugee crisis that's been building up along Libya's western border with Tunisia. Some 200,000 people have fled the unrest in Libya. That includes large numbers of Egyptian migrant workers who've ended up in Tunisia. Today at the White House, President Obama said the U.S. is going to help them.
I have therefore approved the use of U.S. military aircraft to help move Egyptians who have fled to the Tunisian border to get back home to Egypt.
Earlier, we spoke with the BBC's Jim Muir on the Tunisian-Libyan border. He says the pressure is definitely off for the time being, and so is the number of refugees.
Whether that's because the Libyans are imposing more control on the other side and holding people back, or simply because there are fewer people trying to cross, we can't tell from here. But that's one thing that's helping. Also, the fact that there's a huge logistical effort going on the Tunisian side of the border. There's transit camps now that can accommodate 15,000 as they make their way out, and a huge number of evacuation flights being laid on today, Thursday, more than 50 just to Egypt alone, starting to at least tackle this vast backlog of Egyptian migrant workers.
And what seemed to make the difference in the easing of the situation, Jim? Was it just more food and more shelter? I mean, where are people sleeping?
Well, there is this continuing problem here at the border crossing itself of the Egyptian migrant workers, because there are still many, many thousands who have not been able to be moved on yet from the border area. So they are sleeping in a vast acreage all around the border post, on the approach roads, in the car parks, and around the countryside. Really acres and acres of Egyptians sleeping rough, as we say, with their possessions and wrapped in the big thick blankets they carry with them. So they are feeling pretty disgruntled. They're mounting demonstrations every now and then, chanting slogans saying, thank you, Tunisia, because they had a very warm welcome. They're being fed and watered by the Tunisians. But where's the Egyptian army? Where's the Egyptian embassy? And I don't think they're really aware of the huge efforts down the line, which have already seen more than 30,000 Egyptians repatriated. For these who've been here for several days, some up to a week, it all seems rather a distant prospect getting home.
And why did the Egyptians head west when their destination is to the east?
Well, because of the trouble, basically. They would have to cross from one area of control to another, and they're obviously not very comfortable about that. They've headed for the nearest border. There are, of course, many tens of thousands who have headed from eastern Libya in the other direction, eastwards into Egypt itself. But those working in the west have generally come in this direction, and even people from Tripoli who'd gone to the airport hoping to get on flights after a week there, a very, very uncomfortable week, they have moved across here to the border as well.
For the Libyans that you've spoken to who've come across the border into Tunisia, what kind of stories are they recounting, and what kind of emotions are they expressing right now?
The general picture we're getting from all the people coming across is one of fragmentation, chaos, threats, dangers, and of course running a bit of a gauntlet just coming along the road, because there are many police checkpoints and they all seem to specialize in taking something else from people, like the SIM card out of their mobile phones, any kind of camera or photographic apparatus, and of course money. So they've gone through quite a kind of harrowing experience before they get as far as the border.
And what is the best-case scenario most of these Libyans are expressing? Do they hope to return to Libya soon? Are they going to wait it out somewhere else, or will they stay in Tunisia until everything sorts itself out?
I think certainly for the Libyans, and there are very few, I have to say, just a few hundred in the last few days and very few before that, they would be wanting to just wait it out and see how it stabilizes. And the same actually with a lot of the migrant workers who are coming out, because they don't care which way it goes as long as the country is stable and they can make a living and send some money back to keep their families going.
The BBC's Jim Muir describing the refugee situation along the Tunisian border, where tens of thousands of people have headed in an effort to flee the violence in Libya. Jim, as always, thank you.
Most welcome, Marvin.